key management elements, and reverse logistics. There are many ways in which a firm can be proactive in designing and managing its reverse logistics. It can start by weighing the pros and cons of establishing its own return center or using a third party to handle and provide ongoing coordination of the entire operation, including personnel and training, infrastructure, and capital needed. Senior management must have buy-in to the chosen strategy and be prepared to make it a long-term commitment. Both high-level finance and IT directors should be involved in the selection and development of effective information systems that will reduce uncertainty, increase product visibility, and maximize economies of scale. Guidelines and financial procedures must be developed and documented so that the financial team knows how to accurately handle charges against sales and other related costs that will occur during the reverse logistics process. Since many products lose value during the reverse logistics process, reducing reverse cycle times is crucial. A checking and screening process needs to be put in place at the point when product returns enter the process. Organizations will benefit from understanding what goods are entering the reverse logistics chain and where they are coming from so that they can control where specific items are sent. This requires elements of demand management. To be successful, organizations must be able to forecast the quantity of product being returned and the probability that each component in the return is reusable to ensure that it is economical to return them and that spare parts can be sourced. Additionally, organizations must be able to forecast logistic capacity and timing to successfully move the materials. It is important to set goals for efficiency and effectiveness to enable assessing against goals and to determine if gaps exist and improvements are needed. Metrics can measure cycle times for reverse logistics processes. For resellable goods, this cycle should end when the goods are back in inventory for resale, as well as the percentage of returned items in various disposition categories, such as return to supplier, refurbished, and return to inventory, disassembled and used for component parts, defective, damaged, destroyed / landfilled, returned due to internal or echelon error, returned due to customer error, or returned and given to charity. Here are examples of SCORE-DS metrics related to return processes grouped by various SCORE-DS performance attributes. Reliability metrics. RL 1.3, perfect return order fulfillment. RL 3.29, percentage of excess product returns delivered complete to the designated return center. RL 3.31, percentage of maintenance, repair, and overhaul, MRO, returns delivered to the correct service provider location. RL 3.49, number of occurrences when excessive inventory is returned and followed. Responsiveness metrics. RS 2.5, return cycle time. RS 3.43, current customer return order cycle time. RS 3.46, current supplier return order cycle time. RS 3.112, source return cycle time. Agility metrics. AG 2.5, return agility. AG 3.4, additional fulfill return volume. AG 3.7, current fulfill return volume. AG 3.11, current source return volume. AG 3.13, customer return order cycle time reestablished and sustained in 30 days. Assets metrics. AM 1.1, cash to cash cycle time. AM 3.3, percentage of defective inventory. AM 3.4, percentage of excess inventory. AM 3.11, average age of excess inventory. AM 3.13, fulfill return cycle time. AM 3.17, rebuild or recycle rate. AM 3.19, return for recycle rate. AM 3.20, return rate. Environmental metrics. EV 1.4, GHG emissions. EV 1.5, waste generated. EV 2.1, renewable materials used. EV 2.2, non-renewable materials used. EV 2.10, generated waste diverted from disposal. EV 2.11, generated waste directed to disposal. EV 3.1, reclaimed products and their packaging materials. EV 3.2, recycled input materials used. EV 3.3, virgin, non-recycled input materials used. Definitions for these and other supply chain metrics can be found at www.a-s-cdashin.org/corporate-solutions/standards-tools/score-, and scrolling down to click on Explore Score DS. Score DS and its performance attributes are discussed in more detail elsewhere. As the firm gains more experience in managing reverse logistics, strategic level metrics can also be compiled, including specific reasons for returns to identify trends and sources of problems. Total cost of ownership of reverse logistics function. Percentage of cost recovered. Energy used in handling returns. Product amounts reclaimed and resold. Percent of material recycled. Amount of waste recycled. Disposition of returns needs to be done consistently so that items are forwarded into the appropriate processes. Some function needs to be responsible for negotiating the best prices for goods being returned and resold. If there are products that will be remanufactured or refurbished, a closed-loop supply chain should be created. This is a tall order for any firm, so leveraging key technologies will make the process flow more smoothly and efficiently.